Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Romans chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the catch of fish which they had taken. We may take St. Peter here as an example of those who are to believe in the eternal blessings and actually see them. A sinful conscience is by nature so constituted that it does what Peter does here. It flees from its Savior and thinks, "I am not worthy of being saved and sitting among the saints and angels. The experience of all this good is too much for me." The straitened conscience cannot comprehend the greatest of blessings, but thinks as follows, "If I were like St. Peter or St. Paul, I might be able to believe it all." This is all very foolish, for if you wanted to take your stand on your own holiness, you would be building on sand. Do not do this, but follow St. Peter. In regarding himself quite unworthy of such grace, he's really proving his worthiness. It is just because you are a sinner and realize this fact that you must trust yourself entirely to God's grace. You must open up your conscience to its widest extent and let your heart swell so that grace may enter in. Let us pray. We thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for your friendly approach to us sinners and for the wonderful riches of your goodness towards us. May this ever be an incentive and an invitation to us to draw even closer to you and readily accept your grace whenever it is offered to us. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.